First of all, Merry Christmas everyone for tomorrow. I hope you're taking some time off. You've got a busy schedule. Yes, I can give you probably about 12 players at the moment. Looking at the option of bringing an all-rounder at that number 7 position, and then Rassie to come in for number 5. And then we're deciding who our extra bowler will be. That's probably the 12th, or we're still looking at the conditions when we get here the morning of the test. Obviously, we're not practicing tomorrow, so it's a little bit different. In a normal environment, you'd make that decision tomorrow, but we're going to name 12 tonight. Yeah, I think similar to one day cricket, when he first started for the Proteas in the green and gold, at that stage was a very mature cricketer and someone that knew his game very well and came into international cricket looking very comfortable. And the last season and a half for him has been very fruitful, a lot of runs, he's done very well with a white ball. And we have been looking at him for a while, trying to see how we can fit him in. The composure he's shown and the calmness he showed with the bat, you can just see it sometimes. So, you know, guys are just mentally suited for international cricket, and that's been the case with Rassie. So, yeah, for me, it's easy decision to bring him into the team. I think he'll be very much at home.
What should be done to counter that?
Yes, that's right. We're normally a team that has got a very good bounce back ability. Play our best cricket almost when our backs are against the wall. Show a lot of resilience to fight. So we have spoken about that. a good thing for us is, I suppose, we're starting at SuperSport Park, which is a venue where we have done well in the past. Not so much the other venues where we've started some of our test matches. But we know it's something that we need to be better and to improve on. I think especially against a side like England, you want to make sure you start really well.
You've got to go and make a run on the field.
Oh, it's been a breath of fresh air. I think, you know, for me, I see the positive in that more so than the negative of being all hunky-dory in the dressing room and not looking at performances. There's a real energy in the squad, a real positive feel to what we've been doing, how we've been training the last week, and the information that's been spoken about with Cullis and Boucher back into the team. You know, even someone like myself, who's played a lot of international cricket, feel like that the wisdom that's in the dressing room is helps me as well. But yes, you are right. Whatever we do before a test series means nothing. We will get measured on the way that we play. But we've done the right things this week as a team, and now it's about going out there and actually putting it in performances on the field.
It's been
over
here about England making a fresh start.
Yeah.
Are you doing the same thing?
No, definitely. I mean, I've said it publicly from a personal point of view. You know, the last 6 months has felt like a little bit more weight on my shoulders. You know, because things were going, I could see so many things happening off the field. You know, not the right structures being happening. And I, obviously, that doesn't give, it's never an excuse for the team that the cricket that we play. We will always get judged on performances, but for me now personally, it has been a breath of fresh air to have these guys back. You're almost in the position now where you sit and you go, why has these guys not been here for the last 10 years? You know, it's so important to have people like that in an international dressing room. And if you look around at international cricket, teams have got that. You know, I use the Australian cricket team as an example. When we played against them, you look at Langer, Ponting, Waugh, and then you sit there in your dressing room and you go, okay, we need that, we want that. So it is a fresh start. You know, the guys have finally signed longer term agreements. You know, when we went to India, everyone was on interim basis, and I don't believe in that, because there's no security, there's no way forward that you can actually plan and get things in place. And now it's set in stone, and there's a vision. The test team, as I said right now, we are at an infant stage as a test team, And the plan is to get back to number one. And that will take some time. And hopefully this series we can start playing some better cricket. Because as a test team, we do need to mature. We've got a year and a half or so for the Test Championship, and that's the plan. As long as we, every time we can get out there and start playing a little bit better every series, you know, the talent in South Africa is there. It's just about giving them opportunity, giving them experience, and through time, we've seen in this country, you know, someone retires and you go, where's the next Dale Steyn going to come from, or the next Hashim Amla? But every time someone steps up, so it's just about that process right now where we're in. There's a little bit more Jock Cullis and Hashim Amla and Dale Steyn that needs to come to the party. But it's exciting. It will happen. It's just about trusting that we've got the right people in the right positions now. First part of your question was Vernon. Vern, you know, he's one of the guys that was still left from the great test team that took us to number one. Slowly but surely, you know, almost one or two every season has now stepped away from that. And it's sad. It's sad for us as a team because Vernon has been the leader of the attack for a long time. And in all conditions, especially in South Africa, he's a huge weapon for us. But Werner's at that stage in his career where he has to look at how does the last year or two look for him as a bowler. Obviously, your body starts looking a bit or feeling a bit differently when you wake up every morning. So that's the decision that Vern wants, and we respect it. I think this series is going to be a big one for him. He looks very, very motivated, full of energy, want to leave this team with a big performance. So, yeah, we're going to miss him. Once again, as I said before, you know, test cricket and experience goes hand in hand together. And that will be one more guy that we're going to lose. So hopefully through this series, we'll get another guy that starts putting up his hand to say that he can fill Vern's shoes. And then secondly, composition of the side. Yes, I said the all-rounder will come in at 7. I've just felt for a while in the testing that, you know, in the old days when we had 3 seamers and a spinner, you had Morkel, Steyn, Rabada or Vernon or someone like that. And now it just feels like the makeup of our side needs another bowler. You know, an all-rounder that can give you 10 overs, similar to what Ben Stokes, I suppose, does for England. Can bat in your top 7. And the focus is runs. The guy who comes in that position is... You're playing as a top order batter to get runs, but your second role is to bowl whatever overs is required. From a spinning point of view, yeah, I think Kesh will play a role this series. He's also motivated. He was one that had a disappointing series in India, and he's such a good spinner that you know he won't be off for too long. Yeah, we're definitely considering playing Kesh. You know, if it's going to be hot. And you never know if it's a good wicket. You need a spinner to control the pace of the innings a little bit. So we're definitely looking at him. At the moment, most probably Dwayne. I feel from a bowling point of view, Andy has definitely got the skills to put in the performances that is needed for a fourth seamer. I think in time he'll become that batter that we're looking for. I see the talent that there is in Andy. Someone like him hasn't played a lot of first-class cricket, so it's just about growing his game as quickly as possible, getting him to that level where he needs to be from a batting point of view, and then I think in time he will definitely be able to do that role as well.
Could I ask you, Fath, if you go back to the last, is there one particular thing that you think makes this build-up different to the last one?
I think the fact that we had the Mzansi League in between was a nice break from Red Bull cricket. If I remember correctly, we didn't play much cricket after that Indian series, straight into the English series. So it did feel like the first time you picked the bat up again was a test match against England. And yeah, we didn't, as I said before, we carried a few guys from that series into the English series. The white ball format that was now in Mzansi League was a nice refresher for everyone just to get away and just go play a bit of cricket without pressure on you all the time and just enjoy your cricket, come back fresh, and I do believe the guys are fresh there's a real energy in the group. But also the fact that you say there is that we've worked really well with especially from a banning point of view, the information that we've been getting. As I said, it's a beginning stage of our group as batters, and we will still make mistakes, but I think the learning process will take a lot quicker with the information that is in the dressing room right now.
Okay.
First, there's been a lot of talk about the first day for the guys to be back at the right level.
I think definitely you need to start well. There's no doubt about it. You know, we've been training very well. All the things is happening off the field that is good, but we need to make sure we put our peg in the ground for this series. And almost get the belief back through performances. And if you get one or two guys that does something brilliant, you know, a good 100, will lift the confidence as a batting unit quite a bit. So yes, there's no doubt about it. We have to get through this test match with some good performances to really drive that confidence back.
Okay, we've got the last few
here. How you know him and any.
Yeah, he's coming down next week to work with the Proteas. No, it was just purely by chance. I was out with a friend of mine having dinner here, and he's a massive Liverpool fan, and he had a fan crush, fanboy moment when he saw him. And yeah, obviously they recognised each other, and then he came across and he said hi.
Did he recognise you?
No. No. And sat down and he told him who I was, and he said, "Did he watch this cricket?" He said, "The Liverpool guys also they watched the World Cup final, they know Sia's story, and then also often they do watch cricket. They watch the cricket World Cup. He knew about how well England did. He spoke about that. Great. and then yeah, it was just I was really impressed by him. Like for someone to be that." Call it famous as a football coach, a great guy, and that's the kind of things that I do believe is what's real leadership is about. It's about connecting with people, having great relationships with people. So I became a massive fan. I'm not a huge football fan, and like I don't support it a lot, but I do support him now.
Did you tell
him
you're a Man United
fan? No, I don't know. But so, stuff like that changes your mind. So I support people above teams. So I see they won some silverware the other day, so that's good.
George Guy, and then we're going to finish with Chris.
Yeah, it's normally Centurion. It's got the history of a wicket that can go up and down. With the heat, there is some cracks. So towards the end of the test match, the wicket can start misbehaving a little bit. Generally, spinners don't play a huge role, but the last two test matches that we've played here, which is obviously broken over a different time gap, the wickets were a little bit greener because we played against subcontinent teams. Bar the pitch against India, there was a dry turner. We asked for a little bit greener back then, the wickets, especially when you're playing against subcontinent teams. What we've asked for the groundsman through this series, just really good cricket wickets. You know, a good combination of sometimes there's challenging times for the batters, but also then it can get flat and you can get some runs on. So hopefully we can see the test match go all 5 days. Yeah, I mean, I think from an ideal point of view, they would have liked to maybe had some time in South Africa, but they've also just played test cricket in New Zealand, so it's not like they're coming in cold into a series. We know they've got a very good bowling attack. They come with good experience, good variety in their bowlers. And last time they were here, they were a big challenge for us as a batting unit. Similar to us, they've got a batting lineup that is young with some experience. A lot of guys will come here for the first time. So there's an opportunity for our bowlers. So I've said that for us to be competitive in this series, we need to get runs on the board. If we can do that, then you know the bowlers can do their thing. But I'm sure that England will say the exact same thing. They would back their bowling attack on any conditions. For them, it's also just about getting runs on the board.
Of boxing their tests?
Yes, I do so. I mean, I like grounds that gets a lot of people in. And for me, Centurion and Cape Town is probably your two best supported grounds, and then you probably get PE as your third. So your big test matches, I think that's where you need to go, where the people really come out in full force and support. And obviously, yeah, it's this time of the season where people do go on holiday, but they still love cricket so much that you would get expecting a good crowd. And that's, for me, is what it's important. There's no point in playing your big day test matches when there's not enough crowds. You want to feel that atmosphere of it's proper test cricket. And that's what we as the players love. And also, it's great when the fans are coming to the match and there's a buzz in the stadium.
Sam, first off, again.